You're watching Adelante with Arlene. Let me inspire you.
Welcome, you tuned into Adelante with Arlene.
Let's get started.
Well, today I just want to cover a few little things. I had done a video previously about worry and anxiousness. And by the way, I have done a few videos. And with it all comes the question over and over again, why do we worry? Are you anxious? And if so, why are you anxious? Maybe you're not anxious today, but I'm sure you have been anxious and worried about something at one time or another, or daily about some things. Do you want to be an overcomer, or do you want to just get by? Well, today I'd like to continue on the topic of anxiousness and worry. So
let's get started.
An author of a book entitled End of Stress, he says that 85% of what people worry will happen will never happen. Yet we worry. The truth is that worry does not get us nowhere. It never provides a solution for our problems. I know, it's not easy. Today, what I'm about to share with you are just a few key points. It is not a formula, but it is what has been proven either by psychiatrists or authors that have gone through writing Christian books in regards to stress and worry, or others that are not Christians, have come to apply. But I'm taking this as a Christian woman in the perspective of my faith. So there are some keys that I'll just like to pinpoint to hope to help you have more tools when you're feeling worried or anxious. Anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strengths. This is a quote from Christian theologian, author, teacher, Charles Spurgeon. Anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but it empties today of its strengths. I find that to be quite true in my life. I got to give you a little backstory. The reason I've been doing these videos on anxiousness and worry is because as I got older, now about to turn 60 in December, I have realized that worry has tried to plague my life in so many different areas. There are times of my days and maybe a month, that little, that I may not be anxious. But I can tell you that at least 85% of the time, I tend to worry about something new or be anxious about something new. Now, listen to that, new. There's a reason why I said something new. So let me start by saying key point number one. In Psalm 77:11, we read about overcoming and fighting the good fight. So I want you to please remember your past victories. With God's help, we go from glory to glory. And there be times that we have no encouragement, nobody physically here to humanly encourage us when we're in times of trouble. While my husband worked a good 10 hours or more a day, and I still didn't have a job, which was probably about 4 years ago here in Florida. I didn't have a job. And he was working hard in two jobs. I can tell you that it was quite difficult not to have anybody to reach to because most of the people were working. I'm pretty new here. So therefore, I don't really know as many people, of course, as I knew in New York City. So what happened? I was very, very discouraged. I pushed and I tried, but I worried and I was depressed and it just boggled my mind. And I can tell you that in that time of trouble, I learned, and I do still today practice this. I needed to meditate on his word, his promises, and what he had already done for me and for you. And remember my past victories. I had encountered many, many different medical physical ailments when I was living in New York City, diagnosed with some various diseases that caused me and heightened fear in my life prior to my coming here. When I encountered again during that time being alone, I too became vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. When you find yourself alone too much, it is not healthy. I took walks. I did the best that I could. It wasn't easy. But I can tell you one thing that I did do and continue to do and ask you to possibly and suggest you to do is fight the good fight. Stand on your solid ground of Jesus Christ. I know it feels shaky right now. I know it's rocking. I know that it feels like it's crumbling. I understand that. And I also know that some of you may not know the Lord. And I'm going to assure you that without my faith in God, I wouldn't be able to do this and be victorious. I could just get through. And I don't want that for you, nor do I want that for me. God doesn't want that for us. He wants us to be victorious in whatever we are going through right now. So stand on ground and trust God to see you through the difficult times. Yes, worry and anxiety will try to bombard your mind as it had and continues to try to do to mine. But it's important again to remember that we need to meditate on God's word. Why? Because his word is full of encouragement. David himself in the Psalms, you'll read that he had to encourage himself in the Lord. Remember our past victories. Remember your past victories. Yes, talk to yourself. What do you mean? Well, you know, we hear a lot about affirmations, but the affirmations sometimes are about what we want versus just affirming who God is and what he says he is and who he says he is in our lives and wants to be in our lives. His promises that God got this, that he got us, that he'll see us through, that he'll see you through. Stand firm in faith in him. If you don't know him today, you can say, hey, God, that's right. I love you. I need you. Hey, God, I don't know you. I don't know what love is. I need you. It's only when we take the word of God and his promises and meditate on them can we dismiss the negative thoughts by declaring his word. I could declare a bunch of other things that are not lining up with the word of God. And I assure you that I may get through the day, but I will not be an overcomer if I don't meditate on the word of God, because the word of God has power. It has power. Now, you may say you don't have a lot of faith. Well, in Matthew 17, verses 18 through 20, the Lord said that, and I'm going to give you a little backstory. In Matthew 17, 18 through 20, the reason that Jesus spoke to the disciples in the manner about their faith is because Jesus had, of course, and has the power to rebuke evil, the demons. Jesus rebuked a demon that came out of a boy, and that boy was healed in a moment. Now, I'm not saying that because you say be casted out in the name of Jesus, it will be. I'm expressing to you that this scripture, that was the backstory of it, but it still stands true in this manner. When the disciples came to Jesus privately, they asked, why couldn't they accomplish that in which Jesus accomplished to have that man delivered and healed at that moment? Well, he replied, Jesus, to the disciples, because you have little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, to this mountain, to the mountain in front of you, to the difficulty in front of you right now, move from here to there. Not to the pit of hell. That's where we're going to move it. And it will move and nothing will be impossible for you. So in the context, it was that story about Jesus rebuking a demon and the boy being healed and the disciples being unable to, and God answered why. Well, I'm telling you today that whatever obstacle you have in front of you, which is larger than life, is not larger than life for God. Yes, it's easier said than done, because our faith during those times of difficulties is very little. But again, God said in this scripture that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can say to that mountain from here to there to move. And remember that nothing is impossible for us with Christ Jesus. And when I say speak his word to yourself aloud, to speak his scripture, it's not a name it or claim it. It is applying his word to our circumstances. Hey, why not? Speak the word. I don't know about you, but most of us all spend time meditating on the problem. And well, not thinking, not one good thought. But I want to tell you that meditating on the problem will not bring you the peace that you need. Thinking on good things will help clear your mind, which is the Lord, and it will push out the negative. Keep in mind that this is not a formula, nor is it a one-time thing. Meditating on God's word should be a part of our daily walk. In 1 Timothy 6:12, the word of God says, I have told these things, this is Jesus speaking, so that in me, in Jesus, you may have perfect peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, that's this world, and distress and suffering, but be courageous. Now in parentheses, I'm going to paraphrase. Be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. Again, paraphrasing, my quest is accomplished, my victory abiding. Do you believe in that today? Maybe you don't. Your faith is weak. You're feeling as though you have not enough faith. Remember, all you need is faith as small as a mustard seed. And believe in the one who you stand on, Jesus Christ. Meditate. Meditate and put your mind, as the word of God in Philippians 8 says. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, not the bad stuff, not what people have done to you. Whatever is right, right according to his word. Whatever is pure, pure. None of us are pure, but God is pure. His word very much describes what is pure, what is lovely, what is good of good repute, good reputation. If there's any excellence and if any worthy of praise, dwell on these things, dwell on him, the one, the mighty one. He's worthy of praise. And let's take a look at what it means to dwell on these things. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good repute. If there's any of excellence and if there's anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Dwell on these things. Stand on his word. Allow your faith to grow. The more that we're required to exercise our faith, the more it grows, especially in whatever area of your life you're having difficulty with now. I want to share a little bit so that you understand that I too understand what you will probably go through. I grew up, like many of us, in a dysfunctional atmosphere. My parents did the best they could. I was verbally abused as a child all the way to my adulthood. Before I came to Christ, I had difficulties in not knowing how to cope. Screaming and hollering never made me feel comfortable. Until this day, it doesn't. I always felt I had lack of peace and always felt like I was running and rushing and never getting anywhere. A lot of the circumstances, problems, and negative thoughts just repeated over and over through my mind. I had two per se panic attacks or more throughout my youth, childhood, youth, and then adulthood. I tried to find things outside myself to medicate instead of finding a way to overcome. I ran to things that couldn't give me anything. Music was a big part of it. Now there's nothing wrong with what I did. But when all in all things changed, as the music business for me did at that time, I didn't know how to handle the change because I was standing on the wrong thing. I was not really walking through or finding out how I can live a better life and be an overcomer. But today, I'm here to tell you that I stand on his word and that I've been able to grow in faith and continue to grow for whatever is required so that I can grow in those areas so that I may be an overcomer in whatever difficulty, whatever circumstance I'm struggling with. I am reminded of what he has done. Number two, we must relinquish control and trust him. Trust God, trust Jesus. He knows all things. Number three, another key point, my suggestions, my experience lining up with what the word of God says, that the more that we exercise our faith, the stronger we become. Hey, if you go to the gym and you exercise a muscle, does it not develop? Now, does it develop quickly? No. It takes time. It takes commitment. But it grows. And so will your faith become stronger. Let me ask you yet another question. Do you believe that God is in control? One of the biggest things for me that I had to learn, and I'm going to the Lord on 32 years, so it took me a long, long time, to understand that there are only some things that I can control. I can control how I react. I can control what I'm thinking. I can control what I am saying. I can control a few things. I can control not gaining weight, per se, if I do follow some guidelines that are necessary. But there are some things and major things in lives that I can't control because we are not all-knowing. God is all-knowing. So do you believe that God is in control? Well, know this. You are not alone. He is with you. His Holy Spirit will lead you. It guides us through. It strengthens us. His Holy Spirit comforts us. We can get through. We can get through if we have a personal relationship with Him. There will be hope for you, as there is hope for me, to overcome so that you won't be anxious or worried. Let me ask you this. Let me tell you this. You are not the only one going through struggles. That is not to say that your struggle is not important. But you're not the only one, no matter how bad it is. Many times we feel like we're alone and that we're enduring these struggles and difficulties alone. And while sometimes and many times, as for myself, there was no one physically there, I was never enduring these difficulties alone. But I thought I was at one time in my life, or two or three, but maybe about 12 years ago, I thought I was again, after I've been in the Lord for many years. And I fell into this dark place of self-pity, which led me to depression. Be careful. I thank the Lord for the tools, for the word, for the promises, and the people He had surrounded me with, that I came to my senses and I was able to reach out to get help. Remember, when you're feeling these struggles, when you're feeling these anxious thoughts and worry, pray for others during that struggle. Pray for others who are also struggling. You know why? Because it takes the focus off ourselves and our situations. In many of the support groups, let me talk about AA, Alcoholic Anonymous, they say that we, or former alcoholics or addicts, are me, myself, and I, because they did this, because they did that. We need to learn up front to remove the me, and let us think of others, and let us pray for others, as we know that God is interceding and praying for us, and that others are praying for us that we don't even know. See, anxiety occurs when we try to get answers for tomorrow, today. Goodness gracious, I am an impatient person, and I wanted to know now. I still struggle with it. We're about to hopefully purchase a home in the new year. When we do so, I may have to move from this town to a town that's about 2 hours away. I'm facing my mental challenges. Should I? Should we? Is this going to happen? Oh my God. Oh me. Oh my. What about my husband's job? It's here. That's impossible. All that just robs me of today. Remember, like the support group slogan we've heard many, many say, when people are trying to live and walk out their sobriety, the troubles of life and their challenges. And you know what that slogan is? Let's live one day at a time. Yeah, one day at a time. Honestly, I have to remind myself more than one time a day that I have to live one day at a time. For me, sometimes it's a minute at a time. But all in all, it's great to know that we're given one day at a time. Matthew 6:34 says, so don't worry, don't be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day has its own trouble. It does. But what we do with the time we've been given, what we set our minds can consume our minds with anxiousness, torment, fear, negative emotions, and waste of time. Or we can trust God. We can set our minds upon Him, His word, and live our time here on this earth in fellowship with him and others, and live productively. Now, living productively should not serve only us or the well-being of us, but also serve others by what we say and what we do. Please remember this. Psalm 56 says, 56 verses 3 and 4. When I am afraid, are you afraid? I know fear tries to grip me daily. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Put your trust in Jesus. In God, whose word I praise. In God, I trust and I am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? It's important, my brother, my sister, that we control our fears, or our fears will control us. How do we do this? We need to cast our cares upon him. That's simple, right? It's a simple thing that I can tell you, but it seems hard when we don't want to relinquish control. God will always lead us to triumph. Maybe not the way we planned it, or thought it would be, or thought it will be, but we will triumph. We will overcome.
Key point number 4.
Go through with thanksgiving. How hard it is to thank God for something that seems so hard and so impossible. It's so hard to thank when you're in pain, physically, emotionally, spiritually. But we must go through with thanksgiving.
Key point number 5.
Don't allow yourself to be agitated. I used to get agitated a lot. Don't allow yourself to be worried, fearful, trouble. It leads to despair. Word of God reminds us to let his perfect peace calm us in every circumstance and give us courage and strength for every challenge. Do you believe God loves you? Many of you listening may have a broken relationship with God right now by something you might have done. I had one way later in my walk, but by his goodness, all I had to say was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I just felt him so close. And I repented from my ways that I had once again gone into, and he pulled me out. And others of you may not have a broken relationship with God, but are still allowing yourselves, like I do now, all these years later, after I made that other mistake, I'm allowing myself to, or you're allowing yourself to worry, to let your thoughts become anxious. You're allowing yourself to disconnect from God, as you might be holding on tighter to the problem and not letting God give you the solution. He's the solution, because we don't trust God. Know this. I think it has a lot to do with trusting that we can do better than God, and that we have to control something that has obviously become uncontrollable in our lives. Know this. In John 4:18, the word of God says clearly, fear not. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But perfect love, complete, full-grown love, drives out fear. Because fear involves the expectation of divine punishment. So the one who is afraid of God's judgment is not perfected in love. He has not grown into a sufficient understanding of God's love. That's amplified version. 1 John 4:18. What does that mean? There is no fear in love. See, a lot of us have the concept of love being the love we know in this world, the love of materialistic things, the love that has hurt us, the love that has betrayed us, the love that has not been faithful to us. But we need to change our perception of what love I'm talking about here. There's no greater love than the love of God that he laid down in his life. The love of God makes us complete. The love of God helps us grow. The love of God has no fear. The love of God gives us understanding. There is no greater love than the love that he has for us. He has cared for you. He has cared for me, and he will continue to pray. Pray to God that God shows you and opens your heart, your mind to understand the greatness of his love. Prayer is key. Before, during and after whatever circumstance you're going through daily. Pray without ceasing. In a book I read from teacher, author Joyce Myers, she said this: prayer can accomplish more in a moment than we can in a lifetime. Pastor and author Rick Warren stated in one of his books, the more you pray, the less you will panic. The more we worship, the less we worry. We will feel more patient and less pressure. Do you feel a lot of pressure today? Maybe you need to check yourself as I check myself. Do I think I'm God and that I have such control and that I can make things change as I want or fix things or fix myself or heal myself? No, my trust has to be in God. I will cooperate as we hear from God and follow His Holy Spirit on what to do to help ourselves. But it is God and only God that we can find peace in. Too often we will fail to pray until we are at our wits' end. But it should be prayer daily, and desire for us to pray to Him and to talk to Him should be there always. In conclusion, Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, in every circumstance, every situation, by prayer, by petition, with thanksgiving. Oh, is that a hard one? Continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace that reassures the heart, the peace in which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. It is yours for the asking. So today I ask you, are you anxious? Because I know you have to have gotten anxious at one time or another and worried. Maybe not lately, maybe a lot. So I would encourage you with this video to take some of the suggestions in which I have spoken about, review them, rewind it, go to the scriptures, go online, go check out scriptures for anxiousness and worry, and you will be able to take and hold of a scripture or two or three daily and hide them in your heart so that you may not fear. The word of God will show you His love. The New Testament, even more so, may explain it a lot more easier for some of us of His love. But in the Old Testament, you're going to read of God the Father's mercy upon His people. That's right. That's love and discipline. It's love. God's love, which is not the same way we love. We are learning and trying to walk a day at a time or a minute at a time in the ways that He desires so that we may live peacefully and we will not be robbed of not a minute of our day here on this earth. I would like to close with a prayer. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today, I encourage you to just say, Jesus, show yourself to me. Open my heart. Because I need you. Do not worry about what comes next. Don't think that these rules and regulations that you think or others have told you have to be a certain way. Do not think that way. Just open your heart to the Lord and let Him know that you need Him and you want to be free. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I pray that anybody who listens to this video, be it 1 to 100 or more, may be blessed by what you've given me to share. You've known my struggles with anxiousness and worry. You know my times of loneliness and feeling alone, even when I am married, and I am. You know, Lord God, that struggle. But I know, God, that you've seen me through and continue to see me through, and you're willing to see my brother and sister through as well. And I pray that their hearts will be open to know that they are not alone, that there's nothing too great, there's nothing too small that you don't care about. You care, Lord God. And you ask us to cast our cares to you. So I pray on this day, on this afternoon, evening, whenever they're listening to this, that their hearts will be moved by your Spirit and that you will help them through as they call out to you. I know you will, God, because your promises are yea. Amen. Absolutely true. In Jesus' name, the only name above all names, I pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene. This is my segment call Let Me Inspire You. I have a playlist here of many others, like Two Is Better Than One with my co-host at some, DJ Johnny C. The other was Duran, formerly of the group Trilogy. I encourage you to go check out also the interviews that I have done with others so you can know a little bit about them, their life, their journey on Speak It Out, Sing It Loud. Thank you again for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene. I'm your host, Arlene, also former freestyle recording artist from the 80s. The music I'm about to play is myself in a song that I wrote. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget, subscribe, thumbs up, please, and sigue. Adelante. God bless.
Don't forget to share my video. Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene.